From the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the Western skies.
And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line.
And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive.
There ain't too many things these bull boys can't do. Well, it's time for the good old boys of every race, color, and creed to get going. Because if this Texan, in 32 years, what can you do? Because I bet on you and let a bunch of scum rule over us and roll over to this crap? No. We come back in the next segment because I don't want these stations to miss this. A bunch of stations don't care this first five. I am going to hit Trump's executive orders on California, and this is more like it, baby. This is more like it. This is exciting as hell. So share the live feeds at Real Hawk Shows on X now, Infowars.com/show, Band.video, and Rumble. Do it now. Paul Revere's. Take action. I'm counting on you. I'm an influencer, by the way. I'm a patriot and a journalist and a pundit and analysis and a futurist and a father and a guy that loves God. Influencer comes from the time of Plato and Aristotle and Socrates. And influencers are people that use rhetoric without facts and reality and logic to convince dumb people. So when the globals call you all influencers and you go, yeah, I'm an influencer. It just shows how stupid you are. Stop calling yourselves influencers. I'm a philosopher. I'm a warrior. I'm a game changer. I'm a historian. I'm a fighter. I'm a pioneer. I'm an explorer. I got red blood. It's pumping through my big heart fast. I like life and freedom and justice. I like women. I like red meat. I like guns. I like sunsets and puppy dogs. And ladies of the night. To quote Waylon Jennings. The entire world is racing into the fourth turning and the greatest quickening our species has seen in 10,000 years of recorded history. You know you're in a war, right? And it's a declared war. The globals have declared war on Team Humanity. They've declared war on the God that made us. It is not incredible. It is not heroic. It is not amazing to fight this. It is survival. This is the priority. This is the real world. This is game time. This is the crossroads of human destiny right now. Right now. And I see a bunch of other people not realizing how desperate the situation is. We need maximum urgency. We're up against the most evil people the world's ever seen. Don't you understand that? I don't want anybody to go out and be physically violent. I want you to kill with truth. Kill with your will. Kill, kill, kill their lies.
People can use this as a teaching moment. That, you know, I see a lot of these people out there who think they can imitate Alex Jones. And they have never understood the amount of work that goes in to the detailed reports that you do. But the second part is, okay, if you're out there and you want to be Alex Jones or replicate Alex Jones, Alex teaches you the way to do it. Just pay attention. One is learn history, understand history, understand what templates to look for. Once you understand that, you understand what the play is going to look like. And then you're just looking for who to cast in what roles, because you understand the broader course of history, how these things tend to operate, how assassinations tend to occur, how cover-ups tend to happen, how false flags occur, how staged events occur, how also could the various forms of COINTELPRO type psyops to infiltrate dissident movements to distract them from the real conspiracy into fake conspiracy in order to feed a fake conspiracies into people who otherwise would be investigating the real conspiracy. Also to act as a discrediting agent. So learn the methodologies, learn how to look at how to review sources, how to understand the psychology of the participants involved. Once you understand that, you can be much more accurate and predictive at what took place with more explanatory power and more predictive capacity. And that's what Alex does, is massive amounts of work that starts with understanding history.
I'm an influencer, by the way. I'm a patriot and a journalist and a pundit and analysis and a futurist and father and a guy loves God. Influencer comes from the time of Plato and Aristotle and Socrates. And influencers are people that use rhetoric without facts and reality and logic to convince dumb people. So when the globalists call you all influencers and you go, yeah, I'm an influencer, it just shows how stupid you are. Stop calling yourselves influencers. I'm a philosopher. I'm a warrior. I'm a game changer. I'm a historian. I'm a fighter. I'm a pioneer. I'm an explorer. I got red blood. It's pumping through my big heart fast. I like life and freedom and justice. I like women. I like red meat. I like guns. I like sunsets and puppy dogs. And ladies of the night. To quote Waylon Jennings.
You're watching The Alex Jones Show. Tomorrow's news today.
Pistol shots ring out in a barroom night. Enter Betty Valentine from the upper hall. She sees a bartender in a pool of blood. Cries out, my God, they've killed them all. Here comes the story of the hurricane. The man the authorities came to blame for something that he never done. Put in a prison cell, but one time he could have been the champion of the world.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the Trump administration is not in retreat in Minnesota, having the Border Patrol pull back to station them at a nearby military base. They know the left's getting ready to stage false flags. They've taken my advice, other people's advice, to recalibrate and prepare for the new, even more powerful offensive that's going to deal with a lot of economic pressure and sanctions and pulling federal funding. And that's why you suddenly see Walz ordering the state police and others to actually help shut down the left that was attacking hotels and innocent people last night. That's coming up, though, when I'm done with this. Trump is on the offense. I have harped on this. Many others have. It was not incompetence that burned down the Palisades. It was not incompetence that burned down Lahaina in Maui. They tried to turn it into a 15-minute city with Bill Gates running it. They voted no. They left all the brush up, left the power lines on when high wind came, denied them the water from the reservoir the month before to fill their firefighting reservoir. Plenty of water there. Burned it down. And I said, next will be something like the Palisades, because it was the next most expensive real estate other than Palm Beach in Florida. And we knew that they, for decades, the fire department said, cut the brush. They hadn't cut it in 40 years. They, around the power lines. And you're supposed to cut the power of the power lines when the high winds come. They normally did that. Didn't do that in January of last year. And it goes on and on. They drained the reservoir that was built just for fire, 76 million gallons. 1 month before, said it was for repairs. There was no repairs. Now, Benny Johnson goes out there 2 weeks ago. They say on the state website and in federal filings that the reservoir is operating and full of water. It's drained. We have footage of that. Then they lied and said they turned the power lines off. We had the footage of them on in the fires. Then they ordered no extra engines that night to go to the fires. They ordered the fire department a month before to not test as they were supposed to do twice a year in December. They do it in July and December. All the water mains. You know, you drive around your neighborhood, you routinely see a fire department testing a water main. You'll see a fire department guy get out. He'll turn it on, run a bunch into the ditch, close it again. They had to order them not to because they just drained the reservoir up on the mountain that was built just for those fire mains. At every level, they did an incredibly competent criminal mastermind job. This is like Ocean's 11 or something. Okay? This is Mission Impossible. I mean, they didn't overlook anything. Then they hired a bunch of 400-pound fat lesbians to run everything, who literally said, you fall down your house and you're stuck under a burning beam, I'm not going to help you. I don't need to even be able to do one push-up. I'm a fat lesbian. Remember those clips? They weren't involved. They're just useful idiots. But the communist mayor Bass, an intelligence agent of Cuba, she admits she was. And then Trump goes out there a week after the fires and says, I want permits in 1 week. Let them rebuild. She said, of course, 1 week, we promise. Here we are a year later, and they've let six houses begin permitting out of 40-something thousand. They declared it a UN city. They declared an emergency, so the governor heads up a task force that does the investigation. It all flows through his office. When he talks about it, he starts doing that little dance thing he does because he's so the little celebration dance because he is a hardcore psychotic criminal and the nephew of Nancy Pelosi and their crime syndicate. He kept his fancy five-star French restaurants open the entire time during COVID and had lavish meals, got caught on photos, no mask, but you had to stay locked in your house. Pelosi, she didn't wear a mask. She went and got her hair done. These are monsters. So I've said, Trump, you talked about them draining the reservoirs before it even happened. You know they've drained the reservoirs into the ocean so the farmers don't get the water that naturally comes down out of the sky. Federalize it. Most of that land's federal. And under the law, when you have an emergency zone and people are being denied their rights, the feds can come in. That's the federalist system. And so Trump signed an executive order today. And I read the executive order and I said, wow, this has teeth. And it's not just about the Palisades, it's about the whole state. And then I noticed that Fox News, New York Post, they concur with their analysis. Trump signs executive order to take over LA's nightmare wildfire rebuild. But it's not just Palisades. It's all those federal lands, those federal mountains, those reservoirs that I'm going to tell you again, they drain to the ocean and do not give to the farmers. That's been going on since Obama. Some of the best growing land in the world. Nothing being grown because they want to drive the farmers out. Then they'll say, oh, it's because of a fish that lives in these reservoirs that isn't even indigenous to America. They took hundreds of thousands of acres around Austin in the early 90s for the golden cheek warbler that isn't even endangered. And after they took the land, eminent domain from all these farmers and ranchers, they turned around and took the restrictions off and built all these palatial mansions. And it all goes through Kirk Watson, the state senator, who is the mayor, who owned the bank that did the deal originally. See, I know about these things personally, watching it. That's just one case point. This is organized crime. Just like Nero burned down Rome so he could expand his palace, he got out of hand and burned down most of the city. He only wanted part of it burned down. These guys are doing that. So I want to go over this executive order that has got teeth after teeth after teeth, like razor sharp shark teeth here. Now, Trump knows the DOJ won't do anything for him, but he can regulatorily, through the other agencies, get a lot done. And his other regulators, Bessent and Kennedy and many others, are doing what he says. And you notice he just keeps winning in federal court because what he does is so cut and dry constitutional. Every day, these Article III judges that have blocked him get overturned. Here's one today. Trump admin wins appeal of ICE injunction in Minnesota. Agents can defend themselves against attackers. Oh, wow. That was a hard one. And again, Trump puts out an order on the water and he says, oh, we're putting people over fish. The damn Snope isn't even in North American rivers. It got put in there. People use it as a bait fish. It's an ocean fish in the Atlantic, in the Pacific, one of the most common fish in the world. It lives in saltwater and fresh. And people have been fishing in those lakes with the damn Snopes. And a bunch get off the hook, and then they have babies, and they go, well, we love the Snope. We can't give the farms water because the Snope needs it. And then they dump the water in the ocean. And then they build reservoirs just over the cities just for fires, so they're right there. Not the giant mountain reservoirs with billions of gallons, but, one with 76 million that the fire department 40 years ago said we need to be able to put out fires. And it would have worked great. But instead, when they turned on the mains, there was no water. Because, again, they said we can't pump water up into the mains. We need to have it up on a mountain. So the mains had their own water system. And the month before, they drained it and said it was for repairs, but it turned out there was no repairs. Then they said last year, oh, don't worry, we filled it back up. And 2 weeks ago, Benny Johnson flew over it with a drone. They blocked anybody, including law firms, getting on there, but we can fly a drone over. And it's drained. But in federal and state filings, it's full because they hope another fire comes because they weren't able to burn everything down. This is administrative mass murder. So before I go over the executive order, let's go to Benny Johnson first. What an incredible journalist. Every day, some new coup thinking, hey, he chose a federal filing, state filing. They say they filled it up. And it's dry as a dry swimming pool. It's dry as the Sahara Desert or Death Valley. But in the filings, it's full. Think of the evil. Think of the premeditation, waiting for the next high wind, waiting to leave the power lines on again, waiting to burn down more people's houses. So Newsom declare an emergency, take it, and issue no rebuilding permits with his crime boss, the Cuban intelligence agent, Ms. Bass. Think of the most evil thing you can think of, and then realize these people have been doing it for decades, and they love evil, and they're way more evil than you can even imagine. So whatever you can imagine, they're doing and more. Here's Benny Johnson.
So we're up here in the Palisades. The entire place just burnt to cinders. And there's a famous, we're here, of course, with Michael, who lost his house as well. And there's a famous reservoir. You can kind of see it right over our shoulders there. And you can't walk up to it. Yeah, right there. Can't walk up to it, but it was famously
empty.
Can't
walk up to it because the security is guarding it from...
By the way, hit pause. Back it up 10 seconds. So it was really dry up until January. Right after that, you know, they had months and months and record flooding and everything else. And it turned out all the reservoirs, including that one they're supposed to artificially fill with pumps, you know, up to it. But they've left them all, like I said, open so it all drains. And the big mountain ones that are natural, they go out to the ocean. I just wanted to repeat that. Look how lush California is. It's not normally like that, Southern California. It's like a jungle right now. No water, bitch, because it's all drained to the ocean. Yeah. And farmers, you don't get nothing either. Precision raping, precision fraud, thoroughbred scamming. Sorry, go back.
Walk up to it, but it was famously
empty.
Can't
walk up to it because the security is guarding it from people trying to see that it's empty.
Well, luckily we brought our drone. Let's go ahead and find out what's in the... famous Palisades reservoir that was dry during the fire that burnt everyone's house down.
That is bone dry. There's nothing in there. There's not a drop of water in the reservoir.
Built for fires.
What's wrong with them?
The designer said. Again. You gotta have it.
After all of this, there's nothing.
Hey, pause again. Back it up 10 seconds. Imagine that was built 40 years ago. I looked it up. Back then, we had planners in government that was like smart. They weren't perfect. There was still some corruption, but they were like, "Yeah, it's all dry. You want to build up in here? We can't pump water up to these hills, so we'll just build above it a reservoir for fire only." And they drained the son of a bitch that was full of water a month before they do it. I mean, and now they lie and say it's full again. I mean. Again, this is precision fraud. I bet they even claim they pumped it full of water and bought it from some company, and I bet that's a kickback too. I mean, it's just every level they just steal, steal, steal. Let's continue.
What is wrong with them? They want it to happen again. After all of this, there's nothing in the reservoir. Goodness. Goodness.
Look at that giant thing built to save people.
The houses that survived, they want them gone
and
too.
And property. Yeah, that's it.
Crazy.
So what does it tell you that it's empty, Mike?
You know, I wish it told me something. They said they were going to fill it. They started filling it. And then, you know, the CEO of the Department of Water and Power decided to drain it again. They keep talking about drinking water. I don't know who's drinking water out of there or why they keep talking about this drinking water. That reservoir was built for one reason and one reason only. Protect our community in case of a fire. And that did not happen.
back when we had planners that built for humans. And again, BlackRock, can't make it up, 7 years before bought the little energy co-op that all the people paid for in Maui that just serves a few towns right there. And they said a few years before the fire, they said, we're not investing in anything carbon. We're not fixing power lines. We're not cutting brush. It's for the earth. They even said that. Knowing when the high winds finally came and the power lines fell, goodbye. Same thing with the Palisades. We have all the footage of that. And them saying the power lines weren't on. People sued, proved they were. We have the video of the power lines falling and satellite photos of all the fires starting. And that wasn't enough. They had Democrat operatives out setting fires everywhere as well. Good little helpers. Good little demons. Good demon. Good gremlin. Now, here's Trump a year ago. It was up almost up to the day. January last year with Bass. And her lying and saying, yeah, I'll give you permits in 1 week. Six permits have been issued as of when I checked today. Here it is.
This neighborhood rebuilt again. You mentioned a couple of things in terms of us expediting. So I signed executive directives right away so that we could cut the red tape. We could get people back building as fast as possible. And we're going to continue doing that.
Yeah, the one thing is they are saying they will not be allowed to start for 18 months.
Hit pause. Back up 10 seconds. I'm sorry. I remember we're on 400-plus stations. I need to always, a lot of TV viewers on X will say, why are you narrating this? I can see it. We're on radio, too. This is from the 24th, just three, 4 days ago, drone footage of nothing rebuilt, okay? And it's on record. They're given six permits for 40-plus thousand burnt-up structures, businesses, homes, you name it. So, and it's on record they're doing this, but the point is, it's showing footage while Trump and her argue a year ago, almost to the day, showing she's a big fat liar. Here it is.
Building as fast as possible, and we're going to continue doing that.
Yeah, the one thing is they are saying they will not be allowed to start for 18 months.
No, that will not be the case.
Okay, I just hope
that
you're
will
right.
Not, you can hold me to it.
Because four groups said that.
No.
That would be they should be able to do it. They should be able to start tonight.
Oh, that was
that
a city
will
order.
Not be the case. You know, first we have to take
and
care
they said again
of,
last
to make
week,
sure that
18 months.
The getting rid of the hazardous waste, cleaning things up so that people can start right away. And just like you said, if somebody had their house was destroyed and they're going to rebuild essentially the same, maybe a little bit longer, a little bit higher, they really shouldn't have to go through much of a process. So I want you to know that we are expediting that. We absolutely need your help. We need the federal help.
You've got it. I told you. You will have no permit problem. There will be zero delay. And as far as I'm concerned, you already have the permits.
All right. So Trump gave him a year. He revisited it. He just federalized the emergency zone, which Newsom made an emergency zone. So he had full control. But once a state does that and then botches it, now the feds can override that when he does that. So he stepped into it. So Trump has the right intentions. We'll see what the bureaucrats do. Here is Jen Psaki, a month into the fires, attacking Elon Musk for liking and reposting a report I did that will play. It's like an hour-long report, play a few minutes of it, predicting everything that happened. And you go watch this. It's like I had a time machine. I don't have a time machine. I'm not that smart. They're an enemy. They do what they say, like the Podesta plan with the ICE riots. I mean, please, people. They told us in Operation Lockstep, CIA, Rockefeller, Bill Gates, the whole plan, the 6 feet apart, the mask, the shot that erases your immune system. I was on national TV in 2009 saying they're going to make a virus probably in China. Then the vaccine will erase your immune system. How'd I know? It was in the documents. It's in the documents. Go to Jen Psaki. Here she is.
With these fires still burning, we are facing important questions about how to mitigate and prevent disasters like this in the future. The fact is, leaders will need to confront a very complicated and challenging reality moving forward. But right now, that is not exactly what is happening. Instead, Donald Trump and his allies are injecting half-truths, misinformation, and flat-out lies in some cases in order to score a version of political points, I suppose. So I guess none of us should have been shocked this week when Elon Musk posted that the Los Angeles Fire Department prioritized DEI over saving lives and homes. That's an exact quote. That appeared to be a disgusting dig at the city's fire chief, Kristen Crowley, who has served in the department for decades, rising through the ranks to become the first female and LGBTQ fire chief in LA's history. Musk also amplified a post this week from conspiracy theorist Alex Jones. Yes, that guy. He's still around. Alex Jones wrote that Los Angeles fires are part of a larger globalist plot to wage economic warfare and deindustrialize the United States before triggering total collapse. I mean, not sure that guy's okay. Musk responded to that post by writing, true. Yes, just to repeat here. That's just the richest man in the world and the best friend of the incoming president confirming to his 200 million followers that he thinks the devastating wildfires are a part of a globalist plot.
And when you watch my report, I detail everything exactly as they did it because it's a formula. You know, after you've made instant pancakes 30 times, you don't need to read the back anymore. Instant pancakes. Just add water. Mix it up. Put butter on the pan. Put the pancake on. Flip it. Eat it. But I like to make them scratch. So I get the flour from Italy so it's not toxic. And then I get the egg and I get the milk and I stir it all up and I make those. And it's a formula. And that's how I know what they're going to do. And 100% in their own Podesta plan, once they got the riots first going, then a Trump supporter mows down migrants or protesters, and then a civil war begins. And I have been screaming at the White House that you're setting yourself up if you don't have Overwatch. If you don't have, when ICE goes out, have people videotaping everything from above. And if you're not going to prosecute the people organizing it, the Democrats, you're being set up. And I said it on air, and I said it to the White House. I told them last week, I said, I'm getting on an airplane, I'm coming up there with a bullhorn, I'm going to scream at the White House 5 hours a day. Because I can call Trump and get him on the phone, but he doesn't really remember it, but he'll remember me screaming at him for hours and hours. Because they hear it. And they said, okay, we agree, we'll get on it. And I'm just showing you how responsive Trump is, though. That's a good thing. So it's not a retreat. It is recalibrating to not send out these people outnumbered 100-1 to be set up. I'm surprised they haven't killed more people. My God, they're under attack. Now we're going to go to break. When we come back, I'm going to get to the executive order and the meat and potatoes. But this is fabulous in theory. If he can get the other agencies, because the DOJ is not in this. You notice the other agencies he's got control of, or partial control, he's knocking out of the park. And the Democrats are going to flip out because they are preying on California. They're sucking it dry, Newsom, and the $40-plus billion in rebuilding money. This is a real strike on Newsom and on his run for president that's already fired up. So this is good. It's the right thing. And we got their ass on California. We got their ass on the fires. We got their ass on not letting them rebuild. We got their ass on staging it. We got their number. We got their name. This is awesome. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Now, this new product is incredible. It's from our sponsor, Bigly, at thealexjonesstore.com. Optimal Human. You love the green powder. Super nutrient, the very best out there. Well, this is Optimal Human Nootropic called Mind Fuel. Introducing Mind Fuel, a super healthy, super strong energy nootropic adaptogen, which doesn't make you sick, doesn't have a letdown. It is incredible. Not just a few of the bottles. Look how many bottles are in there. And I only drink about a half a bottle a day. It's so strong. But look at that right there, ladies and gentlemen. So that's what comes in each box of this. And it is simply amazing. Optimal Human Nootropic Mind Fuel is here. This clean, caffeine-free energy shot is designed. mind for clear thinking, steady focus, and zero compromise. It's time to abandon sugary energy drinks and stimulant heavy formulas in favor of clean, functional, nootropic-based energy. Zero calories, sugar-free, no crash, no blood sugar spike, can be used daily without any guilt. Caffeine-free formula, smooth, clean energy, ideal for caffeine-sensitive users and late-day use. It's also got all these other incredible compounds like citicoline, alpha-GPC, GABA, supports mental clarity and focus. It appeals to both biohackers and holistic consumers. High-quality electrolytes and B vitamins. More than a brain shot, true functional fuel, optimal human nootropic mind fuel, that's the name of the product, isn't just another energy product. It's a smarter alternative for consumers who demand clarity, control, and clean performance without compromise. Get 25% off for life when you become a subscriber, canceling time for free. Get mind fuel now at thealexjonesstore.com. And if you've never tried the original superfood greens, optimal human, you really want to get this as well. It's the best green food I've ever had at thealexjonesstore.com. The widest selection of Patriot apparel, all sorts of cool collectible knives and more. And that's what funds us, and that's what does this. And I really appreciate your support because I can't do it without you. So I want to commend and thank the listeners. But just like I steered you right on gold and silver 2.5 years ago, I got out of the market before that. I said, now's the time. I was totally right. Just like I steer you right on politics, these products are incredible. Get our ultramethylene blue. It is the best in the market. Our Shilajit's the best. Our Irish Sea Moss is the best. Our turmeric is the strongest. Ultimate turmeric. TheAlexJonesStore.com. You are missing out. You don't get it. I want to thank those that have supported. I want to challenge those that haven't. What are you waiting for?
Ultimate power. The drink that turns you into a beast. With power beyond your imagination.
Well, it's not like that, but it's pretty close.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know the power of turmeric, but have you felt it? Have you tried the ultimate turmeric gummies? The delicious way to harness the ancient power of golden turmeric, supercharged with ginger root and black pepper for maximum impact. Each gummy delivers 125 milligrams of premium turmeric extract packed with curcumin, the clinically studied compound shown to support healthy inflammation response, ease everyday aches, and promote joint comfort so you can move through life with ease. We added real ginger root, trusted for centuries to calm digestion and soothe the stomach, plus a precise dose of black pepper extract with pepperine, proven to boost curcumin absorption by up to 2,000%. That means more of the good stuff actually gets where your body needs it. No capsules, no bitter aftertaste, just one tasty tropical-flavored gummy a day, or two if you're feeling extra, to help you feel lighter, looser, and more energized. Ultimate Turmeric Gummies, ancient wisdom meets modern science in the best-tasting form possible. Grab yours today and start feeling the ultimate difference in health with Ultimate Turmeric Gummies. Inflammation doesn't stand a chance. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
The new amazing product is in stock. A huge case of it for an incredibly low price. The best energy shot you ever had. Totally natural, no letdown. Supercharging with all the super nutrients and more. Mind Fuel. Discounted. Out of the gates. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And limited time. Every order gets a free bottle of our incredible immune-boosting formula, Atomic Defense. Funding the InfoWar and supercharging your body. And then, I've launched the American Supply Companies, founded in 1776. Great t-shirts, ball caps, and more. Available at thealexjonesstore.com. Funding the second American Revolution and vengeance against tyranny worldwide. We don't make our money robbing taxpayers or smuggling in child sex slaves. We don't make our money starting World War III. We make our money selling high-quality products that supercharge your life so we can wage war against corruption. I'll face you. You won't break me. You won't make me. I'll fight you. battle against tyranny is the animating contest Thomas Jefferson talked about. It is not a wait to fight tyranny. It is stepping into your destiny. They'll never win. Listen to it. And I got the left calling for mass death coming up. I have gigantic Ukraine news. I mean, big as it gets. And more, including your phone calls. Straight ahead. All right. It's important to go back in time before I hit some of this executive order that is just amazing. Trump going into federal, not just Palisades, but much of California. Because Newsom, by declaring an emergency and doing this and mismanaging it, opens the door to Trump. The courts will try to block it. I predict they'll fail in 95% of it. This is a big deal if Trump follows through. But let's go back to January and February at the time where we laid out what was really happening last year. It's all come out and been proven true. So we get some context, then I'll get to the executive order and move on to the other stories, but this is really important. And you look at what's happening in Los Angeles right now, at every level, at every step of the way, this is not mismanagement. This is perfect administrative, economic, industrial sabotage. This is murder. This is destruction. This is scorched earth. This is siege by design. So this is a designed economic warfare system that they've been developing really since the 50s in the globalist publications and battle plans that we've made films about, written books about, covered ad nauseum here. And they call it the rewilding, the deindustrialization plan, 1992, Rio de Janeiro, the Earth Summit. They pass the Club of Rome limits to growth plan, and they list all the things they're going to do. Get rid of farming, most farming, get rid of fertilizer, get rid of the nuclear family, get rid of single family homes, depopulate the planet, not create fire breaks, not touch the wilderness, including in the middle of your city, destroy dams, don't build reservoirs. It's happening everywhere. And then you are made to get all this insurance, and then magically in Lahaina, Maui, right before the fires, they pull people's insurance. Almost everybody's. Magically in the key areas of L.A., pull the insurance 2 months ago. Pull the insurance. And it happens over and over again. Then you've got roving homeless everywhere, 70-plus thousand, 77,000, a small percent, but it's still a big group. People love to burn things down. You've got leftists constantly getting caught. The big fires last year in, and the year before in Canada, caught leftist, barely makes the news. They are sabotaging your children. They're sabotaging the culture. Cloward and Piven is just one of their public strategies that describe this to collapse society. And they called for an end to industrial civilization. Type in 1992, Rio de Janeiro Earth Summit passes resolution and treaty to end industrial civilization, post-industrial world. Just type those terms in. You'll be on the UN website. It's like you type in replacement migration, UN, and you'll be on the UN website. You don't have to believe me. Please, go look it up. So, they cut the firefighters. They don't build fire breaks or clean up the brush for decades. Then there's no water to fight the fires. And it's in the key zone where they're going to have the Olympics coming up and build a, quote, smart city, just like Lahaina. And it's the same story over and over and over again.
As he's giving us an aerial perspective to the devastation in the Palisades, Sky 5 unable to fly due to a temporary flight restriction put in place because President Biden is in town. But this is an incredible view of what it looks like from above.
Yeah, we will have more in terms of an aerial perspective, we believe, tomorrow once the sun comes up and we begin to get a good measure of the level of devastation here.
It is Wednesday, January 8th, 2025, and I want to be 100% clear about what's happening in California right now. It's not like I'm going to come on the show today and blame the government of California and the Democrats and their policies just because I feel like it. We've been exposing this on my show for at least 25 years. And the different Great Reset, Rewilding, Post-Industrial, Rio de Janeiro, UN, 1992, treaty that is doing this all over the Western world by direct policies, what you saw in Lahaina a few years ago, in Maui, what you're seeing now, is where starting in the mid-90s, any leftist-controlled city, including now in Europe, got rid of thousands of years of human understanding, where even in ancient cultures, the Romans, the ancient Gauls in what's France today, the Germans, people in China did this, Africans do it around their villages. You cut the brush back for a long way around your village, around your town, you build fire breaks so that when fires come, they don't jump across and burn down your town. But starting in the mid-90s, they stopped cutting the brush and a lot more. We'll explain it all when we come back.
All right, so what are you hearing about what people are saying out there, Mike? You've done some reporting.
Well, good to be with you, Jesse. I mean, the firefighters themselves have been demoralized by what's going on. They know how to do their job, and they hadn't been allowed to do it. They should have been mobilized as early as January 3rd. They got the first warning from the National Weather Service on January 2nd. January 3rd, they got a second warning from the LA National Weather Service. Karen Bass flew to Ghana on the 3rd. The National Guard should have been called out then. They should have stationed fire engines in strategic places around Los Angeles. Jesse, there's 100 fire engines that are in the shop for repair at this moment that should have been repaired and should have been stationed around L.A. They've been demoralized. Funding has been cut. They have twice as many calls per day from the fire department, half of them to put out fires by the homeless, and their staffing is down by a third. They were demoralized before this crisis. These are the people that we should be raising up and celebrating. They've just been demoralized by the terrible governance and lack of leadership at the state and local level.
Yeah, they did get almost a hurricane-type warning. You know, when you see the screen, you know, 5 days out, it's in the Caribbean. Florida governors are able to pre-position the linemen, the sandbags, evacuate. You're saying they had a warning and they didn't pre-position anything and 100 fire trucks were in the shop?
It's incredible. And that was part of what they needed, that $17.5 million that was cut, that was going to go, because you didn't quite understand what did they mean. They needed that money for mechanics. They needed the mechanics to get the engines out. You know, you can, for $500,000, you can buy a used fire truck. The whistleblower that I spoke to was very frustrated. They said that really, you really should be stationing the fire trucks, get them in position before there's any fire, get those planes circling overhead to drop water and fire retardant, so that you put the fires out before they can spiral out of control.
At that commission meeting, mm-hmm. you said it's dire. Someone will die.
It's eerie listening to your words, because that's what occurred. So it's, let me just take a minute. Sorry. This is a woefully understaffed fire department. We either going to have,
by the way, hit pause for a minute. And again, we're doing some background here, but we got a newscast where they later admitted, no, they ordered the extra fire trucks once the fire started to not be sent until the next morning. So was it just fire trucks were broken? Was it just they cut the funding for LGBT stuff or sent the equipment to Ukraine? Or drain the reservoir, or left the power on the power lines when they fell. The whole thing. And then I said, they'll now grab the property, 15-minute city, he'll declare an emergency, he'll put himself over it, it all happened. We know the fraud, we know the plan. Continue.
2025, or we're going to have a fire department that's going to reflect the 1960s.
On Monday, I held an event, a press conference, to lay out specific things that we could do to help people now, to help LA recover and rebuild, and to make sure this anything on this scale doesn't happen again. With me was a retired Los Angeles firefighter. And the reason I asked for a retired firefighter was that I thought a retired person would be able to speak more freely than someone who's in the department now. And the fact that you, and he said exactly the same that we've just heard there and more, but the fact you've got someone in the department right now saying these things just tells you the level of rage throughout the department, at the leadership. Going back to what Jonathan was reporting there, and he said that the fire chief said that she was happy with the plan in terms of letting those people go off shift. She didn't exactly say that. She said their plan, their plan, as if it's nothing to do with her. She's the chief, just like Mayor Karen Bass, yucking it up in Ghana. I mean, that is really the symbol of the incompetence and mismanagement and dereliction of duty that we've seen throughout the situation.
I don't know how she...
And by the way, all that got investigated. The different fire stations lodged complaints saying, we don't want to be off. We need to be there. This is once the fire started. Even before they hit, they didn't want to be off. She said, nope, you come on shift tomorrow. It's so sick. This is not incompetence. This is deliberate at every point. You don't just incompetent on hundreds of points, all perfectly done. Come on, people. And then I knew they'd steal the property and wouldn't let you build on it. Now here we are a year later. Here's Trump 7 years ago in his last presidency, 6 years before the fires, predicting what would happen with them draining the reservoirs. And this, now we learned deliberately. Here it is.
We're giving billions and billions of dollars for forest fires in California. There's no reason for those fires to be like they are. They're leaving them dirty. It's a disgraceful thing. Old trees are sitting there rotting and dry. And instead of cleaning it up, they don't touch them. They leave them. And we end up with these massive fires that we're paying hundreds of billions of dollars for to fix. And the destruction is incredible. So I think California ought to get their act together and clean up their forests and manage their forests, because it's disgraceful. What's happening should never happen. I go all over the country and I meet with governors. The first thing they say is there's no reason for forest fires like that in California. So I say to the governor, or whoever's going to be the governor of California, better get your act together, because California, we're just not going to continue to pay the kind of money that we're paying because of fires that should never be to the extent. They were telling me in a couple of states, I won't even mention their name, it's like a flash. Some grass will burn. It'll be over in minutes. They'll lose 2 acres, 3 acres at the most. They won't even lose that. And here we are with thousands of acres and billions of dollars every year. It's the same thing every year. And they don't want to clean up their forests because they have environmental problems in cleaning it up. It should be the opposite, because you're going to lose your forest. You'll lose it. But it's costing our country hundreds of billions of dollars because of incompetence in California. So the people, I'm speaking now for the people of California, they don't want to see this happen. They're getting destroyed. And it's hurting our budgets. It's hurting our country. And they just better get their act together. I'm sorry.
Fire aid, that star-studded.
We'll go to the next clip in a moment. I'm almost done with this, but this is just a really big deal. And whether you're in Europe or anywhere in the U.S. or Australia, New Zealand, that's let us run, they don't build fire breaks anymore. They don't go get the dead wood out of the forest. They just leave it all piling up like kindling, so when there's a lightning strike, it happens. And then, oh, there's no reservoir, there's no water. Oh, the equipment was sent to Ukraine. Oh, we left the electrical lines on. Oh, sorry, we're taking your property. Oh, don't worry, we'll let you rebuild a year later. Yeah, in 6 months, we'll let you talk about it. So that's a year and a half, just like the document said. Trump's like, you're saying a year and a half. Meanwhile, you're not letting people rebuild. They're taking the property. Oh, no, sir. No, no, we're not doing that. And so Trump has signed this executive order with all the federal funds that are held up to give to the people to go in and take control of it, to let them back into their houses, to go in and reopen the reservoirs for the farmers, everybody else, to go inspect everything. Because you have organized crime going on. So this is a big executive order. I mean, it's got dozens of huge things it does. It's amazing. I'll read over some of it in a moment. But we don't want to just talk about Somalis and fraud all day. As I told you, California is way worse. The Annenberg Foundation, you see on PBS and NPR fundraising stuff, it's famous for running, just like Bono in U2 that's, you know, raised billions of dollars over the years. And the joke was less than 1% actually goes to the Africans when they raise the money. So he got in trouble for it. So now he gives 1%. So the joke is it's the One Foundation. It's actually called the One Foundation as well. Kind of like Ilhan Omar's wine that never existed. That she is a money laundering operation. Is called Satan's Lies, with the devil on it, whispering in a woman's ear. okay, you know, the one foundation gives 1% of charity. Well, the Annenberg Foundation stole over $100 million. The number went up after this report. And even liberals got involved and said, we thought you had this concert report for people that were burnt out. No, it's for us. So this is all money laundering, folks. Here's the report.
Fire Aid, that star-studded concert that raised $100 million for wildfire victims. But where did all that money go? Investigative journalist Sue Pasco has been digging for answers.
A reader sent me a little note and said, I've never seen any Fire Aid money. How do I apply for Fire Aid money? And I thought, well, you know, I've never thought about that. There's 12,000 people, basically, 12,000 homes gone. Those people probably want to know where the money is. This will be an easy task to find 40, out.
40,000 people displaced.
So I contacted the Annenberg. They never responded.
And the Annenberg is?
Foundation, because they are overseeing the wildfire funds, yes. So I emailed them several times. They never responded. I called them several times. They never responded. And finally, it was like almost 2 weeks later, a woman got back to me and she said, oh, I'm sorry for the delay. The person you need to speak to is Chris Wallace. He's a media spokesperson for wildfire funds. So I contacted Chris and I said, you know, victims want to know when they can get their money. Seems like a very simple question. Mm-hmm. He said, basically, they don't. All this money are going to nonprofits, and then nonprofits will take care of making sure the money's distributed. So I looked at initially they gave $50 million to about 120 nonprofits. And I looked at these nonprofits, and one of them said, we help mobile home parks. And there were two mobile home parks in the Palisades, all low income. Mm-hmm. And so I contacted the people there. They had never received any money. They had never heard of that. When you go through, I would urge everyone to just go to the nonprofits that are listed. If you want a good laugh, I mean, one of the nonprofits cleans preschool bathrooms. Well, after the fire, who knows? Maybe there is a preschool bathroom that needs cleaning.
Yeah. In other words, a lot of these nonprofits are ancillary, if you will.
That's a nice way of saying it.
Now, I just ran into this clip today because Mike Benson's been exposing, and I've harped on Bono and YouTube for, you know, 30 years. They've been a UN money laundering front with the CIA, MI6. So here's George W. Bush recently with Bono making a joke about how he came right out of the CIA. And then that ties into the Somalis and USAID that Bono was first involved bringing over. Go ahead and play 21 and 22 and 23 back to back. I mean, this is so educational. Here it is.
Actually, Bono, it's the work we began. And the truth of the matter is, it never would have made it out of Congress had you not been engaged. So the first time I met you, you knew more statistics. I mean, like you're coming right out of the CIA. One of these analysts.
It's the first time anyone's ever said that, but thank you.
Bono links up with Jeffrey Sachs in the 90s and actually a little bit before that, doing this international development work. Now, Bono, of course, is U2. He's the front man. He's this international like sex symbol at the time and, you know, giant selling out stadiums. He did these big kind of USAID fundraiser concerts, Band Aid and Live Aid. The BBC later reported that of the $100 million raised for hunger relief in Somalia at Band Aid, $95 million of it went to CIA backed warlords to buy guns. So this is like another one of these things where you think you're raising public awareness. Oh, there's a hunger problem in Somalia. But there's also a civil war where you've got the CIA taking sides in that civil war. And these groups need weapons.
In many cases, food from relief flights is being looted upon landing. Food convoys have been hijacked, aid workers assaulted. Ships with food have been subject to artillery attacks that prevented them from docking. Imagine 7,000 tons of food aid literally bursting out of a warehouse on a dock in Mogadishu while Somalis starve less than a kilometer away because relief workers cannot run the gauntlet of armed gangs roving the city. Confronted with these conditions, relief groups called for outside troops to provide security so they could feed people.
All right, let's stop there. He goes into USAID and funding it and why they did it. The point is, it's all CIA. They were helping Ilhan Omar's dad and grandfather that were running all the mass murder, but they failed and got kicked out. So they brought them over here and still use them as bagmen, just like they did in the early 90s. Figure it out yet? Here's another clip. Mike Benz talking about it on Bono, clip 23.
Bono links up with Jeffrey Sachs in the 90s and actually a little bit before that, doing this international development work. Now, Bono, of course, is U2. He's the front man. He's this international sex symbol at the time and, giant selling out stadiums. He did these big kind of USAID fundraiser concerts, Band-Aid.
Let's just stop here. I got confused. We'll fix this in post. We're live. This happens. I send the crew like 100 clips. It gets messed up. I had three clips. So which ones have we played? All right, we'll fix this in post. We'll make sure Wilson take all these and fix them and just get them in order for people on X and Rumble and Infowars.com. But there's some other stuff, but I'm not going to try it again right now. It'll be in post. If you're interested, you can go see it. But you understand now that the Somali thing, and they admit these clips and documents, was set up to launder money for the CIA. They then bring over the ruling party that you think of as the Somalis, that are this inbred, insane group of slavers that won't even talk to the other Somalis or blacks, and they believe they're gods, and they're all inbred, look like space aliens, and they're just pure, solid mega criminals. And I'm not saying everyone that's come over here has continued that, but I mean, this is like the Legion of Doom. It's like MS-13 or something, or the Nazis. And they're bad. And so they are the key bagmen put in all these key cities to carry these operations out. And you have Bono, and you have the CIA, and you have Bush Sr., and you have it tied into Jeffrey Epstein and that airline he ran secretly with Lex Wexner. Day one with the airline was getting weapons to Somalia and Somalis back to Ohio first. And then the towns in Ohio got upset, so they said, okay, send it to Minnesota. So you want to know where all this came from, where the Somalis come from? The CIA. And they just set them up now as their same operatives. Just like USAID is laundering money to run clandestine operations, most of the money the Somalis get, they don't keep. They get a nice slice. It goes on for all the other operations you see. And so that's why it's so hard to take down, and that's why the DOJ won't do anything. But they wouldn't do anything to Jeffrey Epstein because he's CIA, Mossad, and MI6. Pretty incredible information, isn't it? And then Bono's, Bush's like, oh, you're CIA. Oh, never heard that before. When they hired him to run this, get idiots money, to then run clandestine operations.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nitric Boost, the all-time fan favorite, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com.
You've looked at our formula. You like it?
I did, and I do. Yes. Well, nitric oxide is a key. It's made by our own bodies again. It's made by L-citrulline and L-arginine, the amino acids.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Judy Mikovits, without me even knowing she'd gotten it and used it, came on years ago and said this was the best spike protein detoxer she'd found.
So you want to boost your own body's ability. The nitric oxide relaxes the endothelium, the vasculature. It relaxes the vein. So I use the two, your InfoWars. I keep that on my shelf, and I feed myself the Cardio Miracle, which is just for straight food. It's a different formulation than that one, and the two together are a 1-2 punch. So you get in your food the ability to make what you need and no more.
It is already a nationwide best-selling bodybuilding product for over 20 years. Bodybuilders take it as it helps grow muscles and better workouts and things. So for those of you that love Nitric Boost, it's back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And for those that haven't tried Nitric Boost, you are really missing out. Secure your Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're battling in the courts. We're still here a year after The Onion said they bought us. We might actually hold on and win, but regardless, the shopping cart's there, the shipments are going out, and you will get your product. But if you don't order it, support us, we'll be off the air. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and experience Nitric Boost for yourself. It's good for men and women. Get your Nitric Boost now, right now, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And thanks for being the reason, one way or another, we'll always be on the air. InfoWarsStore.com, Nitric Boost, back in stock.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.